Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We have a big broadcast lined up for you on this Friday edition, June 30th, 2023. Roseanne Barr is going to be in studio in Austin, Texas. I'll be interviewing her from the studio that I'm in Omaha, Nebraska. My father-in-law had some serious heart issues, and they were saying he could go bye-bye. But thanks to your prayers and medical intervention, he has bounced back mightily and made me out of the hospital as early as Monday. So I'll be back Sunday in the ATX. I want to thank everybody and the crew that has helped me while I've been out of town. We've had a really interesting trip in Florida with Pastor Rodney R. Brown of the River Church and Revival.com. We've also with Patrick David and his Valuetainment broadcast. That went super viral. I had some other podcasts I was going to do while I was in Florida, but I just got too busy with all the other news and developments to be able to do that. But definitely look for a lot of that to be unfolding as well. Okay, Roseanne Barr, as I said, on the heels of this Holocaust controversy, will be on the air to clarify what she actually said. We're going to play in total what she said versus the edited clip. And as soon as I saw the clip, I could see that it was jump cuts back and forth to other shots. And I called her. I said, is this accurate? She said, no, it's out of context. So did the comedian Theo Vaughn, who they're trying to demonize right now and trying to cancel. The guy's not liberal or conservative. He's just totally hilarious. He's my oldest daughter's favorite comedian. She's got a crush on him. He's been begging me to get me in contact with him. Seriously, she goes to all the shows when he comes to Austin. I've never met Theo. I know he said he'd like to have me on the show. He's up in Tennessee. And so look for that to be one of the podcasts we're coming up here very, very soon as well. You know, I've always kind of had an allergy to travel. I don't mind travel. In fact, I like travel. But I don't like to do it for work because I can just sit in my command center with all the news and info and really do a great job. But it's also important to travel around and meet the fans and gather intel around the nation and the world and also visit all these other great shows to reach out to new people and remind folks, InfoWars is one of the most censored platforms in the world. And the way people find it is you telling people about InfoWars.com and the forbidden information. I know that's really easy to understand. It's very common sense. But do we really promote the show, including myself, like we should when it's got such valuable information? Okay. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is what's coming up today. And there is a lot of it. We've got several clips we're going to cover when we come back of the latest whistleblower information on the Bidens. And I'm smiling, not because it isn't so terrible that our country's run by kleptocrat nutcase pedophiles, but that the FBI had these files, the IRS had these files, that they were taking money from the Russians and the Chinese and the Ukrainians, and that Biden was, you know, in meetings with Hunter when he's saying, hey, I'm sitting there with my dad, you better give me the $1 million right now, shaking down the chairman of the Communist Party, China. But in these IRS and FBI documents, there's a burner phone that they use to carry out the crime, a global burner phone, AT&T. One of the big Fox News reporters called the number and President Biden answers. I mean, they've been using this one phone for at least 5 years to carry out serious criminal activity, and they don't give a flying you-know-what because they control the Justice Department. I'm telling you, Biden could rape children on national TV. He already grabs them and grabs them, and Merrick Garland would do nothing. But the joke's on us. We've got these hardcore anti-American criminals that have captured this country, and they're little minions like Jack Smith out there And so it's only going to get worse until we realize what's happened and stop complying with this illegitimate system. But look, this system's going down. The only question is, will it destroy all of us in the process? That's what we're working against, is everybody get destroyed. Hopefully just phase out the New World Order and get on a better path. I'm never promising a utopia like the left, but definitely a government system run by people that want a civilization, not to destroy one. We'll be right back with a huge broadcast today. Be sure and stay with us.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of this years ago about the Biden family influence peddling. And you've got new information this morning, breaking news on a cell phone that Joe Biden was using. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. What is the line of communications between Hunter Biden and his business partners and Joe Biden when he's vice president of the United States? It's not the government phone. It's not Joe Biden's personal phone. We know from the laptop that Hunter Biden's business paid for a private phone line that Joe Biden used while he was vice president. It was from AT&T. It was $300 a month. It was a global phone where you could access somebody anywhere around the world. We shared that phone number and that account information with people at the House Oversight Committee. My hope is that if they haven't already, they will subpoena those records, because I think it will give an indication on how tight the communication was. And that may be the phone, for example, that the Ukrainian, the Burisma executive, might have used in this allegation that he talked to Joe Biden in recorded conversations. I would just say one other thing, Marie, as it relates to that sort of shakedown phone call with Henry Zhao that we alluded to. Henry Zhao in 2015 had already sent $5 million to the Bidens. He was the head of a harvest investment firm. And what's interesting is, in the correspondence there, Hunter Biden again talks to Zhao in the context of, this is a deal that's important to my family, involving his father. Let's also keep in mind, we fixate on the criminal element of this. We also have to focus on the espionage element of this. Henry Zhao paid $5 million to Hunter Biden from an account that was part of a company that he co-owned with the family of the Minister of State Security of China, who's in charge of the entire spy apparatus. And you see that in every deal that Hunter Biden did in China. These individuals that are sending him money have ties to Chinese intelligence.
Unbelievable. We have to take a quick break.
Before it was turned over from the FBI, there had been some documents that law enforcement had gotten through other means. And one of those documents got leaked to me, and it had a cell phone number that Hunter Biden was paid for. So I figured, oh, this is my chance. Maybe I can. I've been trying to get fair comment from Hunter Biden. So I'm going to call the cell phone. So I called the cell phone, and guess who picked up the phone?
Oh, boy.
Joe Biden.
Joe
Biden.
What?
Boy, was he shocked when he got when he picked up the phone and found out it was me. He hung up pretty quickly.
Now, you just heard that for yourself. Now, we played this many times a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, during the 2020 campaign, right before they stole it. And I'm springing it on the crew right now to go back and find it. They found it again a few weeks ago. We played it. But it's on Hunter Biden's laptop where he says, I haven't talked to the head of Chinese intelligence in months. He's got billions of dollars. They may have arrested him. What am I going to do, Daddy? This is him sending voice messages to his dad and people. You just heard Solomon, very, very respected reporter, John Solomon, say that he got these documents from the whistleblowers. He just called the phone last week. And the president answered, the puppet president. On the phone, he gets the calls and gets the money on. Which just shows the FBI, they all know this, they're protecting it. It's what the government does. They've sold the nation out. These people are total criminals. So I wanted to start the broadcast with that today. Roseanne Barr is scheduled to be in studio coming up next hour. She's, you know, big controversial statements that have been taken out of context, where she was making the point that you should be able to make any shocking comment you want. Not that I don't think that she simply believes those comments. That's the gist of what I got in the full clip that Theo Vaughn has put out. So we'll let her be heard, uncensored, live. We'll cover a lot of other issues with Roseanne Barr. I really appreciate coming in to studio in the second hour today. She lives outside Austin, Texas, in beautiful Fredericksburg, Texas. And so I appreciate her driving the hour and a half in to be in studio with us. So we have this big story. I'm going to get all the rest up right now. Biden picks up after journalist calls secret burner phone revealed in Hunter scandal. This is just getting more and more ridiculous. And then we'll dig up that clip a little bit later and play the clip where he's talking about the head of Chinese intelligence. This isn't that these phone calls and emails and phone numbers are linked to Chinese intelligence. It's like saying, is Count Dracula linked to vampires? Or is Muhammad Ali linked to heavyweight boxing? Or is Tom Brady linked to most Super Bowl wins? I mean, is water linked to wet? Are fish linked to the ocean? I mean, you cannot get a bigger link than the head of Chinese intelligence. The head of the Communist Party Chinese intelligence apparatus. He's the number two person in communist China. He's the direct handler of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Yeah, the U.S. vice president. He was elected vice president. Obama won those elections. He was not elected this last one. And even if I'm wrong about that, it's my right. But according to Big Tech and the CIA, I'm not allowed to talk like that. I'm a dirty American. I've got to be silent so they can carry out their crimes and sell this country down the incredible river. So that's a big report. We'll pull that up where he's crying about Chinese intelligence. As soon as the crew is able to find that. I know I just sprung that on them. But later we'll add it in post, regardless when it goes up on Bandop Video later. Okay, let's look at some of the other big news here. We have a very interesting development here in the pedo sexualization of children department. And I've got a whole bunch of this. So let me just tell you what else is coming up, then we'll come back for breaking it all. Where what I've said has now been officially announced by the Toronto Police. It is against the law in Canada and the United States to shake your genitals in front of a child. It's indecent exposure. It's a felony. But the city has said that they now believe that if it is a gay pride parade and children are taken, the children are allowed to have pot-bellied, fat, disgusting men shake their genitals in their faces. And we have a bunch of footage of this we've had to blur out. I'm really not sure if I want to show it. We have some footage we didn't show yesterday of the United States, a man in his underwear shaking his Johnson in small children's faces with the mothers cheering and walking them up towards them. And that ties into this. National Geographic, that told us how great it is to cut little boys' wee-wees off. National Geographic is firing all of its staff writers and will no longer appear in print on newsstands beginning next year. So the system's committing suicide. Seattle police hunt for a perpetrator of skid marks on Pride Crosswalk. All their gang signs everywhere. Outrageous Planned Parenthood declares virginity a social construct. So they want more babies so they can sell their body parts. They want more people to get pregnant and then kill the babies because that's their business, and business is good. And that virginity, just like mothers and fathers are imaginary, and two men can have a baby, virginity is a social construct as well. We're going to be looking at that. Big riots across France. We have the video coming up of a illegal alien migrant, a precious one, ramming his vehicle into the police, trying to run him over. So he shoots them. I mean, they shoot him. And now, because he is a migrant, the country's burning. A bunch of people have been killed. They're setting on fire buses and ramming into government buildings. It is just absolute insane, crazy town. Yeah, if you guys can, show the runaway buses running around on fire. I sent those to you. They're all up on InfoWars, InfoWars.com, and of course band.video. Here, I'll show you the bus footage. Yeah, that stuff burning right there. Here, I'll just pull it up on my phone here. But you really need to see the buses burning. Here's the one I sent. It says they are now stealing buses in France. Luke Radowski, we can pull that up and have that when we come back from break. In fact, I'm going to hit France burning, and what's all behind this, and similar systems here in the United States when we return after the break. And then there's been some really amazing statements by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about Trump, myself, Steve Bannon, and others, so we're going to be playing that. Kennedy refuses to attack Trump, thanks him for kind words, and proud that President Trump likes him and says he's glad that I like him and Steve Bannon likes him. So I told you, we talked to him some. He gets it too controversial. Come on, they'll make that a distraction. That's fine with me. But I think RFK Jr. is the real deal. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but he really is who he says he is. He's common sense. He's a populist. He has integrity. Trump agrees with that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In, they put authoritarian systems in third world countries, they put them under huge IMF World Bank debt, and then they make them agree to social policies that basically keep the populations dumb and aggressive, and they also then teach them that the Europeans are bad and that white people are bad officially, and they teach that in the European and Western countries themselves, and so they bring in large populations that 90% of, on average, never get jobs, like the Muslim migrants, the North African migrants, and then they create these no-go zone enclaves, and then the government has a permanent underclass that they can control and that they can activate to burn down cities anytime they want. But even that gets out of hand for the power structure itself. So you have someone trying to kill police officers with their car, so the police in France shoot them, and now they've had to call out the anti-terror squads of the military, because not just in Paris, but all over the country, they're stealing cars, trucks, buses, setting them on fire and ramming them at 60, 70, 80, 100 miles an hour into buildings to burn them down. And now they're even attacking the central government buildings. But this is what these sick criminals that run things want, these Lex Luthor types. I know I look like Lex Luthor, but I'm not. They do this. You judge a tree by its fruits, not you know, a book by its cover. But this is their plan. And it's come out that this is their plan. And they're bringing in these unsustainable groups en masse to create this balkanization. I mean, I got to tell you, I've been here in Omaha, Nebraska for 9 years or so, because I've been with my wife that long, and my second wife. And I've seen it decline here. And we were out last night picking up somebody from the airport, and at like 11 o'clock at night, and it looked like Day of the Dead, gangs roaming the streets, drunk people everywhere, and we had to go in a little grocery store to get some stuff, had people make comments to me and my wife, had a thug up to us, and I just was, you know, very friendly to them and just told them, you know, have a nice day. But the point is that this country has cancer, Europe has cancer, the world has cancer. Cultural cancer, and the New World Order knows exactly what it's doing. France deploys anti-terror units against rioters. The French government deployed 40,000 police and federal police around the country on Thursday, including elite counterterrorism and tactical units after rioters infiltrated, infuriated by the death of 70-year-old pizza delivery driver, torched a bank and attacked a prison. It goes on, Paris's its inner suburbs were fortified with an additional 5,000 officers, the Interior Ministry told French media. Members of the National Federal Police Force, the GIGN, the Investigative International Brigade, the BRI, and the Inquest Assistance Intervention Deterrence Raid. Tactical units have been spotted. Oh, my goodness. Spotted. The government's going to keep you safe. The government's going to protect you with a police state and cameras and internal checkpoints, but they're the ones that brought in to France alone the 10 million plus Islamics in the last 40 years. And most, I just left you. Paris, 80% down in their tourism, crime all over the streets, just a garbage dump. Even CNN admitted that, you know, Paris and New York are now giant, stinking, crime-infested garbage dumps. A beautiful, amazing, historic city. Credible architecture. Credible art. Now a giant, stinking mess. And you got to love how they've got a federal law in France for a long time that tries to keep the language pure and that goes around language policing anybody that bastardizes French. But they let the very French people, their very French culture, be totally and utterly captured. That is the New World Order plan. So now we're having looting across Paris and other cities. Absolutely insane. And that's what happens. But no, don't worry. The last of the guns, the hunting rifles and shotguns were taken up in the last month. Or you face felony time in jail. So even the hunting weapons have now been taken, so you can't protect yourself. But routinely people get attacked with hand grenades and machine guns that are illegally owned and being brought into the country. So in the globalist quest to destroy Western culture because it threatens their tyranny, they are destroying their own power base in the process, like a snake eating its tail. Now, let's talk about this. I mentioned it, but this is a really big deal that I want to get into more detail on. Speaking of the police being protectors of evil more and more. And again, I'm not against all the police and I want to defund the police, but if you think the police are all perfect, you're wrong. Most departments around the world are under globalist control. This is not the B story. I looked it up in the Toronto News. It's all there. It's true. This guy called Toronto police to report kids being exposed to public nudity, but said the law doesn't apply at pride events. The pride of stealing our children, the pride of pedophilia, the pride of LGBTPS for Satan. And it says, guys, I'm starting to think the pride community is not oppressed. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure the community gets special privileges from law enforcement and are allowed to do all sorts of sexually provocative performances out in the public with complete impunity and immunity. For confirmation of this, here's Rob Primo, and there's audio of this. Get that, guys. Calling Toronto police to complain about naked men parading in front of kids. Listen to the bizarre response. You know, I forgot to tell the crew. Will you grab that for me? And also, I want to get to Hunter Biden, where he's talking to his dad on the recording about the Chinese intelligence head disappearing. So that's now in these new whistleblower documents, so I want to bring that back to folks. Yeah, there it is on screen. We're going to play that next segment, too. And the recording, the police officer explains that it's illegal, but there are a lot of crazy homeless people, so it's hard to enforce that kind of thing. It's not homeless people. It's a bunch of pedos. Then, when Rob said he had a lot of them and that it was over the weekend, the officer knew immediately that it was a pride parade. The officer said that this happens every year and they can't really do anything about it because they have special privileges and are protected. So if some degenerate comes up in a park and pulls her pants down in front of your wife and your children, he's going to serve a couple years in prison. He should serve longer. If you catch somebody trying to get in the backyard and kidnap your kid, they might get, you know, a month in jail now. They kill your kid, they might get a year in jail. Seriously, now, if they're a pedo. But now they can go to the school, sometimes unannounced, and literally have kids sit in their laps and while they rub on them. And the mothers, the pedos and sickos lay on the ground, and the mothers bring the babies and lay them on their chest while the big blob and clown outfit just lays there. It's all a ritual of destroying the children. We'll play that and talk about that when we come back. But is it any surprise to you? New docs link CIA to medical torture of indigenous children and black prisoners. RFK Jr. is talking about it. And oh, a bunch of mosquitoes are spreading and causing problems. Guess who released them? Good old Billy Boy Gates. We'll be right back.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live, teleprompter-free, liberty-driven, God-centered, pro-America, pro-family transmission. Roseanne Barr joins us in studio. She'll be in the ATX studios coming up next hour. So,
I want to get back to the pedo stuff in a minute, but I want to finish up with the Biden thing because I kind of got off the subject before I finished making the key points here. None of this is new. These IRS whistleblowers, these CIA whistleblowers, these FBI whistleblowers coming out. Everything they're telling us is in the laptop that they knew was real when it came out 3.5 years ago. And I remember going through the laptop and then seeing others go through it, and they found him talking about shaking down the communist Chinese and saying, you better give us more money or we're going to basically do political things to you that hurt. Now, remember, this is when Biden was out of power and wasn't vice president anymore. And so Hunter is mad that he's trying to talk to the communist Chinese head of intelligence, and he thinks he's been arrested. Turns out he hadn't been. He just wasn't talking to him anymore because his dad wasn't the vice president anymore. And so this particular little clip out of thousands that are on the laptop ties into what Solomon was talking about in that earlier clip, John Solomon. So if you just tuned in, I want to play clip 7 with John Solomon again. That was like 30 minutes ago I played it. Some folks have tuned in that weren't listening then, so that it's congruent. Play 7, then we'll play the clip, one of many, with him specifically talking about this Chinese agent. Because in the earlier clip that we played, it also gets into Hunter Biden paid for an AT&T private phone line that Joe Biden used while vice president to conduct bribery, espionage, and treason. And they specifically on Fox News talk about, in the documents, to the head of Chinese intelligence. So the Fox host goes, wow, that's links to the Chinese intelligence. It's not links to it. Again, Mike Tyson is not linked to heavyweight boxing. He is heavyweight boxing. Roger Staubach is not Link the Cowboys. He is the Cowboys. You know, it's just ridiculous levels of this. And there's all sorts of federal laws, the Federal Records Act, that, yes, when you're a president, if you want to declassify things, you can do it. But you cannot destroy records, phone line records and things like that. And you're supposed to use only White House lines or special federal lines that are all recorded for national security and the rest of it. And you're not supposed to use a burner phone. Well, guess what? Biden used that burner phone to share classified information when he was not even vice president. And vice presidents can't do that. So this is everything they're claiming Trump's done red-handed. Biden's doing, and John Solomon calls the number last week because he flushed out the whole program. These whistleblowers just released this a few weeks ago, but it already confirms what's in the laptops. We already knew this 3.5 years ago. And he calls, and President Biden, the puppet, O'Biden, answers the phone. He's still up there 24-7 selling secrets, ladies and gentlemen. And they turn it all around with Jack Smith and make it about Trump selling foreign government secrets. Yeah, right. Trump wants to dominate the world with soft power and economic power, which is our real power, and wants to turn North Korea around and turn Europe around. He wants to be the hero. He wants to have the U.S. be the number one energy producer. He wants to control. He wants to be the guy that saves us. The globalists don't want that. And a guy trying to save you can hurt you. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. But at least Trump's not out to get people. When he went along with their poison shot they planned years before he even got in office, he was conned. And I'm not defending. I'm not apologizing. I know the inside baseball. You know the inside baseball. It's all public now. So let's go ahead and play the John Solomon clip and then segue into the three-plus-year-old clip. I mean, it's been the public domain 3 years talking about what is now being discussed. Here it is.
What was turned over from the FBI, there had been some documents that law enforcement had gotten through other means. And one of those documents got leaked to me, and it had a cell phone number that Hunter Biden was paid for. So I figured, oh, this is my chance. Maybe I can. I've been trying to get fair comment from Hunter Biden. So I'm going to call the cell phone. So I called the cell phone, and guess who picked up the phone?
Oh, boy.
Joe Biden.
Joe?
Oh, Joe Biden.
What?
Boy, was he shocked when he got when he picked up the phone and found out it was me. He hung up pretty quickly.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Again, he's talking about Jack Ma of Alibaba there. There's another tape where he talks about the intelligence head not calling him too and missing. But that's an even better clip they found. See, I mean, I was talking about this from years ago, hearing it. You can't even keep track of all this, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. It's specifically going on. That's how these folks operate. You notice the communist Chinese keep their wealth secret. They'll hear about, oh, it was Jeff Bezos, $150 million in the register, or Elon Musk. No, 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 no. There are people in communist China worth $300 billion. That's true. But they're nothing compared to the Rothschilds. They're worth trillions in liquid asset. They own almost everything. And now they want your little house, and they want your body, and they want your life, and they want your children's genitals, and they're getting them. They're like, why would they want that? When you got that much power, that sick generationally, why would Soros want to spend over $50 billion now the last 20 years getting control of almost every district attorney in the country and 22 of the U.S. attorneys, 23 of the state attorney generals, and a whole bunch of the U.S. attorneys, obviously, and the rest of it under Biden. Oh, Biden. I mean, these people rule us. They control the police. They control the courts. They control our bodies. They want to with the poison shots. They're hitting us with GMO. They're hitting us with 5G. They're hitting us with all the chemtrails. And we see what's happening. We're mutating and we're dying. But they're mutating and dying, too. Look at crackhead Hunter Biden. Look at the Rothschilds walking around all hunchbacked, all crazy. We've allowed the scum of the earth to run things, and it's time it stops. Roseanne Barr is coming up. I want to go to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back and get into the pedo news and how in Canada the government says, no, you're allowed to be naked at a pedo parade and shake your genitals in front of a child's face even though it's illegal because it's LGBTPS for Satan, the little pedophile Satan, PS. That's coming up. Before we go any further, we are listener supported, and I'm very, very thankful to all of you, and I appreciate all of you, and you've really come through the last 4 or 5 days. We have dug out of the hole about 20%. So we brought in extra funds on top of what we regularly bring in, which dug us out of the hole about 20%. And now we can just dig out the other 80% in the next few weeks, and then if I can just bring in some new products and do a good job of promoting them, we'll be completely stabilized and again can move forward. But we're coming up to the end of the bankruptcy and it's going well. By going well, it's like we're running a marathon and I got like 100 yards left, but I'm about to fall over here. And this is all neck and neck, like again, sudden death overtime football game. Plus, these are really great products you need. So I want to thank those of you that got the products. I want to encourage those of you that haven't. The big sale's going right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Friday edition. Roseanne Barr is arriving at the studios. We should have her in studio coming up start of the next hour. There will be a big First Amendment discussion, and she'll be able to clarify some of the controversial things she's been saying. But I want to talk now about the pedos and finish up with that, and then I want to hit RFK Jr. saying he's proud that President Trump likes him and glad that I like him, along with others, and that's a very important statement. I'll describe why I think that's the case. And we'll also look at legendary comedians Dana Carvey and Dave Spade destroy Dr. Fauci. See how unpopular it is to be in the New World Order now? See how we're becoming the mainstream? Told you that was going to happen. We've got to be ready for victory. We're not offering utopia. We're not claiming free this and free that. But we are claiming that we can turn things around from these globalists and certainly not destroy everything. And across the establishment, from Hollywood to Main Street, to the rural areas of this country and around the world, people are really awake. All I get is love everywhere now. And I was rough 5-6 years ago. Got quite a bit of hate, still mainly love, but now nothing but love. Rob, do you been with me in Omaha? We got anything but love?
I haven't seen any hate.
Absolutely, nothing but love. And again, I'm not saying we're not going to get some at some time, but I mean, I think I've gotten yelled at like once in 9 months now, 10 months. I mean, this, and I travel all over the country. So again, the globalists are in trouble. Bill Gates is hated. Obama's hated. The New World Order's in trouble. So I mentioned this earlier, that these pedo parades, it really have just become nothing but pervert parades sponsored by major corporations. And so here's a report where a citizen journalist called in Rob Primo, the Toronto police, to complain about naked men running around at the gay pride parade. Before he even said that, the cop knew that. He said, well, they're just allowed to do it. Doesn't matter if it's against the law. They're allowed to because they're special. They're protected. Here's the clip.
I'm wondering if I could ask a police officer a question.
Sure, one moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Hi there. I was just looking to ask an officer a question. And then I got forwarded to you. I just want to make sure I'm not working outside of any laws or anything like that. If you want to be out in the street, you have to be fully clothed and you can't be naked or anything like that, right?
Well, I mean, there are naked people running around on the street.
Okay. But is that against the law?
That would be some mental health issues.
Oh. Okay, I agree with you on that one. I'm having a hard time. Yesterday I seen a bunch of people naked in front of children and police officers, you know, seeing men with their penis out in front of kids, and I'm just wondering if that's acceptable.
Was that part of the pride, you mean? Was that on the weekend?
Yeah, I was at the pride parade.
Yeah, so that's always the issue then each year. Yeah.
Is that, what's the issue with that? Sorry.
I mean, that happens every year.
Oh, so like it's kind of like it's okay for when it's at the Pride Parade, but not in other situations, obviously?
Exactly. I would say so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome.
Bye now.
All the best. Thank you.
So what they're doing is normalizing it with our children, normalizing it in front of us. They're conquering us. They're putting their flags everywhere, putting them on the streets. If you remove one, if you criticize it in Canada, the UK, you get arrested. This is a corporate-funded cult to destroy the families and break down society, period. And it doesn't matter if it destroys Bud Light or National Geographic or North Face or any of these companies. They will destroy themselves to carry this out because they're owned by BlackRock and they are being sent as kamikazes by the mothership, by the Rothschilds, by the Rockefellers, by the New World Order. That's why Planned Parenthood came out and said, have sex, get pregnant, don't be a virgin, because they want those baby parts. They don't want single mothers to ever even have the kids. They don't want babies, period. But if you are, they want you single and all alone so the state can raise the children. This is social engineering. I played clips of globalists like Paul Ehrlich on TV in 1975. Saying, we're going to take over the culture. We're going to destroy the families. We're going to show every example of men being bad and families being bad and women being the heroes to not empower women, but to get women isolated and controlled so the globalists can destroy the reproductive system of our species. We're all in this together. We need to come together as populists, transcend left and right, and be pro-human. Now, that's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is doing. And I played a clip of him yesterday. Saying, we're not coming for your guns, it's the SSRIs, I'm not going to take the guns, it's not the guns. I used to have a gun club when I was in high school at school, just like my dad did, just like a lot of your parents did, and grandparents. And he said, we need to go after the people who are on the SSRIs. That's almost all the mass shootings. It's a certain type, it's a certain MO, the incel, basically. They're into the occult, they're into devil worship, they're into violence, they're into nihilism and committing suicide. Instead of killing themselves, they come and they kill at the school because the media advertises it. Why is it happening? Because it's a copycat form of mass mind control. So he's on a national program, and he gets asked, what do you think of Trump saying that he thinks you're a populist and a common sense guy? And he says, well, I not only you think that's good, I'm proud of it. Because I've been able to unify people. And so he's against open borders, saying they're creating a permanent underclass and sex slaving, which is true. He's against gun control, saying that isn't the issue, it's the mental illness and the Satanism. He is against the carbon tax, saying it's a giant fraud by mega-rich banks to shut down all their competition and vertically integrate the economy and starve the third world. And, I mean, he's hitting on all cylinders. He's Alex Jones 2.0. And so is Joe Rogan, and so is Tucker Carlson. And yeah, I'm the first on a major platform to expose the real-world paradigm. And that's what this is, folks. This is the 35,000-foot view. It's not in my opinion. It's studying, and we've now done it together. This audience, our crew, the guests, InfoWars did this. So if you ever supported the broadcast, if you ever prayed for us, if you ever shared the articles and videos, you're part of the big victory that's recognized that is this transmission. That educated people about the real world view, about how the globalists operate, and helped create an alternative plan to it. And we have now had great success and have a fighting chance thanks to you, your support out there. Never forget that, viewers. Let's go to the clip of RFK Jr. Here it is.
You say that you're a Democrat, but you're getting a lot of support from a lot of leading voices on the right, like Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, former President Donald Trump. Many Democrats fear that you're a spoiler in the race, that you will damage President Biden in the primary and grease the skids for former President Trump to return to the Oval Office. This week, former President Trump said about you, Kennedy is smart and he's a common sense guy. What kind of man do you think Donald Trump is?
Well, you know, here's what I'm not going to do in this race. I'm not going to attack other people personally. I don't think it's good for our country. And I think, you know, what I'm trying to do in this race is bring people together, is to try to bridge the divide between Americans. And guess what? When my dad died and we took this train ride from, you know, this 7.5-hour train ride that was supposed to be 2 hours, I was with him when he died in Los Angeles, and then we brought his body from New York, Penn Station to Union Station and Washington, D.C., and it was a 2.5-hour ride, but it took 7.5 hours because there were 2.5 million people on that train track. And it was a cross-section of America, and all of the major urban stations in Trenton, Newark, Wilmington, and Baltimore, there were black Americans singing Battle Hymn of the Republic. There were whites in the rural areas who are holding up signs, goodbye Bobby, pray for us Bobby, American flag, standing, saluting. 4 years later, and they had supported my father in the primaries in 1968. 4 years later, in 1972, they were not supporting my father, and they were not supporting George McGovern, who was aligned with my father on all these issues. Instead, the vast majority of them were supporting George Wallace. And, you know, my father was able to harness these populist energies. The last day of his life, he won the most rural state.
The clip goes on for a while. We're going to play it for Roseanne Barr next hour, and we'll add it in post. We posted a man on video. The whole clip right now, I have that added, guys. Thank you. But what he's saying is we're bringing people together. And he goes on to say he's proud and likes the fact that the people you just mentioned like him. So he wants our endorsement. He wants everybody. And he's not going to save us, neither is Trump. But he's a lot better than the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, and they hate his guts. Now, speaking of support, we have the biggest sale of the year so far, the July 4th Super Sale going right now. And Nitric Boost is so good for your heart, your brain, your lungs, your cardiovascular. Everybody needs to clean out your blood and then take on a routine basis. Plus, it does great things for your muscles, your stamina, your libido. It's amazing. It is in stock right now. Super Female Vitality is selling out. We got a good shipment of it in. The Super Male sold out. But despite that, it's 60% off. And then, of course, we have super high quality, high spectrum, full spectrum CBD oil that's great for your neurological systems, your whole body. It doesn't get you high. It doesn't even relax you. It just does great things to your nerves. It's available. InfoWarsStore.com discounted. Up to 60% off, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are selling out of Real Red Pill Plus. But if you want that, you can get that. I mean, it's going to sell out in like a week at current sales rates. Thank you all for your support. Again, we need funds to be able to stay on air. We're starting to dig out of the hole. I want to get way out of the hole and expand. But we can only do that with your support. So please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. You can also make a straight donation at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 2 with Roseanne Barr coming up.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.